Anthony Crolla versus Jorge Linares. The rematch has been agreed. It will happen at the Manchester Arena. It's going to happen on the 25th of March. And I'm delighted to say that Million Dollar is on the phone. Anthony, good evening.
Good evening, Andy. You okay, mate?
I'm very well. How are you with the announcement? You must be delighted.
I'm good, yeah. It's a bit of a late Christmas present. I mean, listen, we knew it's been in the works for quite a while, but it's really nice now to get it announced, and the buzz that's been around the announcement, and you know, the response has been brilliant. So no, I'm excited. I'm driving home from training now with I'm absolutely made up.
Well, we've been playing the clips of when Jorge's win was announced, and the atmosphere in the arena was pretty negative, so there's a lot of fans who are absolutely thrilled. I've been reading on the website, you know, that you rate him, but you want to be as good as and better. How do you change what you did next time round, Anthony? How are you going to beat him this time?
This time, obviously, I've got to go away, make improvements. But, I mean, people, anyone who's there, anyone who's seen the fight last time, it was a very close fight. Listen, the right man won. I'm not disputing that. But onto the judges' scorecards, there's a round in it. And I believe that at the end of the round six, I was having a very good round six, but I got caught with a very good shot in the last 20 seconds. And I believe that one shot had a big impact on the fight. And listen, it's one of them. There's things I take a lot of positives from that night, but then also getting caught with that shot's a negative. I've got to make sure I can't get caught with the same kind of shot. I've got to go away. I've got to speed things up a little bit on my side of it. And I've just got to make improvements all around. And I believe, like I said, I just come up short last time. And I believe with those improvements, the result can be different.
I mean, it's an easy question for me to ask this and maybe a difficult one for you to answer. But when you do a rematch, you've both fought each other, so you know each other. How do you go into the ring in a different frame of mind, Anthony? Do you think differently when it's a rematch?
You study the first fight. You study the first fight an awful lot. Both people will, and it's there's sort of certain things you won't be surprised with as much as the first fight. I mean, me for one, I knew how good Jorge Linares was. That didn't surprise me just how good he was, how skillful he was. But maybe his speed, I knew he was fast, but I didn't realise how fast he was. So I was in there. So it was, you've got to look at the stuff like that. But I think we've both got to bring different game plans, you know, slightly different. So there's only so much you can take. I mean, what works well last time, we'll use that again. Yeah. But what didn't, obviously, we'll change that. And I imagine he will do the same. So, yeah, to an extent, being a rematch, you think, I've been here before, it's a little bit of deja vu, but there will be different. I can't expect the same fight.
And presumably, you want to present him with a different Anthony Crolla so he doesn't know what to expect, so you can catch him off guard a bit.
Of course. It's 11 and a half weeks now, but I've been ticking over in the gym. And there's no excuse in 11 weeks' time, if a better Anthony Crolla don't turn up than the one in the first fight, because there's plenty of notice for both of us, and likewise Linares. But I just believe that I can improve on more, and I believe that's what the difference will be.
I've no doubt. Listen, tell me how much it means to be at the Manchester Arena and have those fans around you while you're fighting.
I say it time and time again, but absolutely, each and every time I fight there, each and every time I walk out, I'm living the dream. It's something that I grew up going to watch some of the greats of British boxing, certainly Manchester boxing as well. And each time I walk out at that arena, I'm living the dream. I really mean that. I'm the luckiest person in that arena. It might not seem like it when I'm getting punches thrown at me, but I really am. It's what I've always wanted to do, and it's something that obviously when the time comes, when the career ends, it's something I'll miss. But it's memories I'll look fondly on.
And great memories you've provided for many people and will continue to provide. Anthony, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, given the announcement's been today, he's been a bit busy. Lots of people have been ringing. But when BBC Radio Manchester rang, he said, yeah, I'll come on. And we appreciate that. So best of luck to you, mate. 25th of March, I'm sure it'll be a different result second time round. I certainly hope so.